This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalist power grabs taking place are a desperate battle of the bulge attempt by the forces of the globalists to stop our D-Day operation. That's a good allegory. The awakening is supercharged, and that's not hype. You can see it all around you. That said, we've got some really tough days ahead of us, but it's very exciting to see what's happening. Former top NSA official joining us. We've got your questions that have come in on Twitter. We're going to get him an earpiece. We'll also take some calls towards the end, may even do some overdrive. William Binney, director at the NSA of their technical operations and technology development, will be joining us in studio. Right now, let's go to Matt in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be able to get on your show and talk with you. A couple of things. While I was on hold, I want to give you a plug. I had a couple of my Wake Up America immune support that I bought and I use. That's great coffee. Also, I had a nice tall glass of my Pro Pure water.
Thank you, sir.
And I want to let everyone know that Pro Pure, Alex, is absolutely phenomenal. When you take the top off of it to fill it up, you can actually smell the stuff that the filters are capturing.
Oh, yeah, you got to clean them every few months or depending on how much water you put there, because you'll see the scum, the chemicals, the filth that's in there, and it just basically cuts everything out to non-detectable levels or 99%, the glyphosates, the pesticides, the fluoride. People are insane if they're not filtering their water with a true system. I'm sorry, folks. Charcoal just cuts out the bad taste. You need a Pro Pure G2 system or clearly filtered. 15% off. It ends today on all the water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. I appreciate your plug, sir.
All right. A couple, just to continue on that, I started taking your DNA Force, the Supermail, in the X2, and since I've added other products from what I'm doing from that with the Ancient Defense, the Secret 12, also the immune support, that's the mushroom base, and that stuff has made a world of difference in my life and also my 14-year-old.
Mine too, brother. Go ahead. Sorry.
Two other things that I wanted to hit on. One is the EPA, and the second one has to do with something that you were covering on Sunday that actually reverts back to the TSA.
Sure, you've got a minute 45. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Okay, the EPA, Agenda 21, Salt Lake City, Utah, just passed an ordinance in the city council that says that they're banning, as of January 2016, they're going to be banning wood stove usage. Okay, that was actually an article that run on the local Fox affiliate out
there. No, I know.
So, you know, that goes along with the stuff that you're talking about with Agenda 21. It goes along with the EPA saying, you know, we don't want
folks, if you watch the Obama deception made 6 years ago, I tell everybody this. It's in the documents. They're going to shut down all human activity that isn't corporate. We are in trouble. The answer is support farmers markets. Get into wood stoves, get into primitive backup systems while being high tech as well. Get into your own solar, get into wind, get off the grid if you can. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So on Sunday's show, you had mentioned about going out and having fun. And that was funny that you had brought it up then, because I actually just took a nice vacation. I went on a Norwegian cruise liner with Kid Rock and 12 other bands.
Oh, wow.
Which was, I actually had the time of my life. But
that was epic.
It was the best time. Great people, Alex. You know, people are awake. They know who you are. You know, just normal people. And also at the airport, TSA, and I thought this was just the fluke the last time that I was flying. The past four times I've flown.
I got to hear this, but I can come back to you later. I got Benny coming up.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
This particular hour, Operation Toto, Little Toto pulling back the curtain so they could see what was happening behind it. William Benny is with us for the hour. William Edward Benny is the former technical leader for intelligence with the NSA before becoming a whistleblower. In late 2001, after more than 30 years with the agency, Benny has been described as one of the best analysts and code breakers in NSA history. They basically set up a lot of what was going on, so he knew they were doing illegal stuff. Benny continues to speak out. He's been SWAT teamed. He's been attacked. He's been demonized, but it's failed. They've tried to silence him and other whistleblowers. ExposedFacts.org is a site where you can read some of his analysis and material. I hope he writes a book soon. He came down here on his own dime, basically, to South by Southwest to speak. Got a pretty good reception. We'll get his take on that. He wants to go through some of the Snowden slides today for TV viewers, radio listeners, and go to Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed and hopefully send that link on to friends and family, because Mr. Benny is a real hero. He'll just say he did his duty. But in a world of traitors, someone doing their duty is heroic. And he joins us here today. William, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I don't know where to start. We could recap your story, what's happening, get into the exciting stuff about you coming back from Germany. You've been talking to parliaments over there. You've been talking to the EU people, I believe the British Parliament, big national headlines where you say it's a totalitarian takeover in The Guardian. But here it's starting to come out in the news as well. I guess they failed to silence you. We could talk about you working with Oliver Stone now on the new Snowden documentary. We could get into the slides and break down the fact that it is going on from an expert showing us not what's classified, but what's already been leaked so you don't get in trouble. We're here with the former technical director of the NSA, the guy that actually ran it, William Binney. So you've got the floor, sir.
Okay, there's so much here. It's really hard to know where to start because it's really been over time. Our government has moved into basically sliding down the totalitarian slope, taking massive amounts of data on our citizens and then working around and doing it across the world. So it's basically they're doing this for everybody in the planet. And the process started here in the NSA, and it has started to spread around the world to the Five Eyes countries, US, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and then to other countries like in Germany and Switzerland and Sweden and Israel. So the process of data collection, and now the Russians are doing it. I just read an article where they're starting this kind of operation. So now the Russians are following our lead in this spying business.
It's a big brother race.
Right. When I first started in October 2001, it was very clear to me that this was a process that we were adopting in the United States that was really a Soviet attempt or a Stasi attempt in East Germany to assemble all the information on U.S. on their populations. Why? It's because they wanted to control their populations. That was the whole point of the totalitarian states. It has been down through history. I mean, this is nothing new. This has been repeated so many times in Caesar Augustus. You know, it was so clear right up front. But, I mean, you can ask anybody in the Tea Party who's been denied access to 501c3. You can look at the IRS use of the data. Look at the law enforcement.
DEA with a parallel construction.
The parallel construction. I mean, that's spread around the world to other police organizations around the world, too. Anybody with an organization or police organization that has a relationship with the FBI or the DEA around the world is subject to getting this kind of information, but they'll never be given the original data from the NSA collection because it's not admissible in a court of law because it wasn't acquired by a warrant. And they don't want to, with foreigners, compromise the fact that they have the ability to collect them.
And don't they then fence it and wash it, and they've been caught adding disinformation, and it's a perfect way to put into the global data stream frame-ups.
They did that kind of framing with us. They did that even with us. The Department of Justice did that. They framed us. They attempted to. But
speak a little bit about that. I think that gives people a window into how totalitarian this is.
Well, for example, in the case the only case that went to court was Tom Drake's case, they took him to court because he was still working for NSA at the time. This was in 2007 when they raided us initially, and then they raided Tom Drake about 3 months later. His case didn't get to court till about 2010. Well, 2010 they charged him, and 2011, 10 and 11 in that frame they wanted to take him to court. What they did was they took information that he had at his house that was marked unclassified, and they changed it. They drew a line through that and then stamped it classified, secret or top secret, then charged him with having classified material. That's like retroactively classifying something so you can charge somebody with having classified material. That's framing him, okay?
It's a forgery. It's a fraud. It's a major felony.
Right. And the problem with it is that they didn't know what they had done. They'd released most of that material themselves, NSA did, into the public domain unclassified. And that's what Jim Bamford found.
Because Drake wasn't stupid. He didn't want to go to prison. He was only bringing out what was already out there.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it was unclassified by NSA regulations. That was the way they stamped it. So
I had the former director of Star Wars on. He died a few years ago, Dr. Bob Bowman. And he talked about some of the space planes once. And then they called him and came to his house and kind of threatened him. And he said, hey, here's where it was released on C-SPAN, and here's where you guys in your own propaganda a decade ago released it. And then they couldn't go after him. But that's the type of stuff they pull.
Right. It's a total fabrication of evidence to put people in jail. That's our Department of Justice doing it.
The Bible calls it bearing false witness.
Yes. I call it perjury and a felony, and these people should be charged and given a chance to explain what they did and why they
did it. Tell folks what happened to you before we get into the NSA itself.
Well, for me, in my case, I was kind of prominent, you know, complaining to senators and representatives and various other people, as was Tom Drake.
Let's be clear. You guys were doing this internally.
We were internal, in terms of the government, yes. We were going to the inspector. Kirk Wiebe and I even went to talk to the Department of Justice Inspector General. And, of course, they couldn't say anything to us, but we made it clear what the problem was with this domestic spying. But for me and all four of us, we were the four who were first raided in July of 2007. We were raided because we were the ones who signed the DOD-IG complaint against NSA, charging them with corruption, fraud, waste, and abuse. And that caused a DOD, major DOD investigation of NSA that all verified what we were saying, and that was published but redacted, because it was even the unclassified, embarrassing parts were redacted, which is a violation of the NSA the government.
Open records.
Yeah, well, it's a violation of government classification regulations, too. In other words, Executive Order 13526, Section 1.7 says you can't classify something or keep it classified or not declassified if it's evidence of a crime or evidence of that embarrasses an agency or
you can't use the National Security Act to cover up criminal activity.
Exactly, exactly. And that's basically what the NSA and the DOJ and the DOD with that investigative report, that's what they were doing. They were redacting it and hiding it from Congress and hiding it from everybody else. So they're covering up what they're doing. And for us, they attempted after the raid, by the way, the DODIG's office was the one that gave our names as the ones who submitted that complaint against NSA. They gave our names to the FBI.
Wow.
And that was against their regulations. Okay. I mean, who knows?
So they're all breaking the law while accusing you of doing it.
Yes.
And all you're doing is going to congressional committees and inspector generals whose job it is to have oversight and telling them, hey, they're breaking the law.
Yes. And also, it's the committees who are supposed to, the intelligence committees in the House and Senate, and also the FISA court, were established after the Church Committee investigation of NSA, CIA, and FBI in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And one of the main persons they were spying on back in the Minaret program was Senator Church.
That's right.
And that was only came out recently, and the reason they didn't, of course, was because they are spying on people who have power over them.
And let's be clear, because the fake conservative argument and the fake liberal argument is the same. We're protecting you from Al-Qaeda and drug dealers and all this other stuff, but then as more of this gets leaked and comes out, they're spying on Parliament, they're spying on Congress, they're spying on other agencies, and there's so much spying going on, and you've explained this, that back when you were really spying on the Russians, really spying on radical Islamists, legally and lawfully, that was already legal and lawful. It's the domestic stuff that's illegal, but they confuse people and say, let us protect you from Al-Qaeda, when actually they're doing the opposite. They're letting all these groups operate because they're too busy spying on their boyfriends and their girlfriends and the congressmen.
Yeah, that's one of the cases that came out was what they called an NSA love intelligence. That's where the analysts were looking into the data to see whether or not their better parts or their spouses or girlfriends were cheating on them. Well, you don't do that. First of all, you don't do that, America. You do not do that with metadata. You do that with content. And that's what they've been trying to hide, that they've been collecting content all along, since 2002 at least. And that content is stored in Utah, San Antonio, and various other storage facilities.
And there should have been a dun-dun-dun. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important right now. William Binney, the former director of the technical division of the NSA. I've seen the news say you were the number two, number three, number four. What position were you in the NSA? What that position, what level is that?
Well, I was a senior executive grade. If you get in the military ranks, that'd be like a 1.5-star general. So, but I was the technical director of the World Geopolitical Military Analysis and Reporting Shop. That was about 6,000 analysts and reporters.
How high is your IQ? Because they say you've got like a mathematical brain. Come on, be serious. Was it about 180?
No, I think it was 143 or something like that. But, you know, I'm just a basic country boy, fundamentally.
But you've got a genius for numbers and code cracking.
I had a real bent for that, doing that, yes. It's just a talent that you have to be able to look at patterns and see patterns in data. And when you can do that, that's the kind of thing you need to be able to break things and solve problems.
Sometimes I want to have you on just about you. I know most of it's classified, but, I mean, you battled the Russians, the Chinese, everybody, right?
Mostly the Warsaw Pact, European communist countries, and the Soviet Union.
And you said before it upset you to go from really going spying after serious folks to like spying on congressmen.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and every U.S. citizen in the country. Yeah. No one was exempt. I mean, everybody was taken in. I mean, even Senator Rockefeller, when he was addressed in January on CNN, I think it was. He addressed it. He said they've got data on, they probably even got data on me. Well, I mean, what he's saying was right. I mean, they're collecting all the data content and metadata on everybody in the
country.
Explain
those lies for folks. They claim, oh, it's just metadata, just, you know, basically when you called, when you didn't call, like a phone bill. No. Explain what they're really doing.
Well, Mark Klein kind of exposed that, too. And it's in court record in Mark Klein's case where he laid out the wiring for all for the NSA room in the AT&T facility in San Francisco.
Sure.
And on that, I think it was room 641B, what they did was they put a prism type affair or a splitter, what's called a splitter or Y connector, where you have a fiber coming in and it duplicates it and sends it down two paths. One path went to the NSA room and the other path went to the normal distribution of communications. In the NSA room, all the diagramming showed all the NARUS devices they had in there, where they pushed the fiber optic networks into the NARUS device. What that did was recompile everything on the line and sessionize it, meaning reassemble all the data. Like if you send an email, it goes out in packets. We'll pull all those packets back together and say, here's the email you just sent. And then they would pass that on to NSA for storage. And that's what that device did. Did content collection, not just metadata, but the content.
And then now we know those hubs are everywhere, and in front of us, they're building giant, huge complexes to store it all.
Yes, the latest one that they just submitted an environmental impact statement for is a 2.8 million square foot facility on Fort Meade, taking up basically the golf course at Fort Meade.
2.8 million.
Is about three times the size of Bluffdale. Just about three times. That's a million square feet. This is 2.8.
What I love about the NSA, we've had reporters in San Antonio and in Utah, and you just get there at the Walmart parking lot and start videotaping. They run up. The police go, how dare you videotape us? It's just a public, it's publicly known. It's there. Meanwhile, they're stealing all of our data, but, you can't aim a camera at us.
Yeah, right. They're hypocritical about this. I mean, they're all hypocrites. I mean, they're violating the Constitution. They say they're not everything that is legal. Well, that's retroactively passing laws. The problem with that is the laws that they pass have to abide to the Constitution. And when you violate the Fourth Amendment, it doesn't matter what kind of law you pass that says it's okay to do that. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, and it's not constitutional.
And they've said, the Constitution's dead. You ignore it. It won't be a problem. But now we see the president saying, I'm going to open the borders without even an order. Not even Congress. Not even an order from Obama. I'm going to come after your guns without an order or without a law. They don't even do the fake orders now. They just do it. Obama announced yesterday, no more FOIAs for the White House. We're just not going to follow the law. I mean, this is dictatorship. Not of Obama himself, but of the system, in my view. How would you describe this slide?
It's a slide into totalitarianism and an imperial presidency and a control of population process. I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, they kept everybody in the dark, so you had no informed electorate to make a decision about who to vote for, about these issues, or even raising these issues. They're all avoiding this issue. And they have an uninformed Congress, because that's why Representatives Amash and Conyers got a group together, a coalition of Republicans and Democrats, to try to unfund NSA, because they realized that they were being lied to by the agencies, by the intelligence committees, and by the administration about what was going on. So, I mean, they had an uninformed Congress and an uninformed electorate by design. And that's basically what the Soviet Union, the Germans, that's basically what they did.
I got a lot of questions coming up for you, William Bain. I want you to be able to speak on other topics you want to get into and go through some slides you gave us that Snowden leaked, so you can break this down for people to kind of give us a roadmap of what's going on. But my big question is, as best you know, not being there in 15 years, but what's leaked and what people said, how many people really have access to the big master files to go in and send a order in and then get all my emails from a year ago, or go and see a file, a text file of a phone call I had last night? How many people have access to this? Because if Snowden could really get access to all of this, that means governments and spies could as well. So even if we had good people in government, which we know at the top we don't, they built this fraud, they built something that could be taken over or hacked and thus compromise everything. You build something that spies on everything, you've just built something that corporations, spies, private corporate criminals, anybody can get into and exploit and sell. And with government's history of selling driver's license, selling uranium, whatever the case is, this looks like it's a giant bazaar of information that they've just opened up.
Yes, and internally in NSA, they have no monitoring of the network as to what's going on and who's using it. My estimate in terms of, I mean, some of the numbers I've seen say that...
Let's stop there. I don't mean to interrupt you. We monitor our network to see what people are doing around here. We monitor to see if they're downloading stuff that's illegal. We have to liability. The NSA doesn't monitor their own network.
That's right. In fact, we had proposed in the SARC, the Signal Automation Research Center, we proposed a program we called Well Grounded that said we wanted to monitor the entire worldwide network of NSA, who was on it, when they were on it, what they were doing when they were there as they did it. And it would be a matter of monitoring the network log, like you probably do here. The same principle. It's the idea where anybody on the network sends data down the line. You can see what they're doing, and it's recorded in the log. So you can analyze that log with software, and that's what we intended and proposed to do. We had two groups opposing that. One were all the analysts saying, you will be able to see everything I'm doing. I don't want you monitoring. Okay?
But they're working in a secret government operation. Yeah. They're the ones that should have a record.
Exactly.
Plus, that people could just sell their code and let anybody in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, if I was a spy running America, I would want there to be no monitoring.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly the part. That's exactly what the analysts said. But the real opposers of it were the managers. And the reason they didn't want that happening was we could watch the movement of all the money. We could see all the money being spent on every program, the return on investment of every program, whether or not they were successful or not, who what companies were competing for it, all of that kind
of thing. So they didn't want any oversight. So basically, it's a giant looting operation.
Exactly. In fact, there is no oversight. There's no auditing of NSA by Congress. Congress does not audit NSA. This is a setup for corruption.
Listen, I've had hundreds of employees over the years. We have 50 plus now. Best crew I've ever had, hands down. But I've turned pretty much any employee loose, do whatever they want. In almost every case, they end up going off the reservation, causing problems. I mean, the recipe of just leaving home, you know, to your 14-year-old son for a year, you'd come back, I mean, it'd be a disaster. Imagine a government agency with billions of dollars a month to spend, and there's no oversight.
Right. And they have no way of oversight. I mean, even the intelligence committees, all they can do is come out and get a briefing from the people at NSA, and all they hear is what they want to tell them. And the same is true with the FISA court. The FISA court has no way of checking or verifying or validating what they're being told. That was one of the main things we suggested to the president is how to fix NSA, is to have a technical group that would make sure that what they're telling them is true. Being very simply put, I suggest the hackers in the United States that are, they're the ones who want to find things and solve problems. Take these hackers, give them clearances, and give them the authority to go into any agency, in any intelligence community agency in the government, sit at any terminal, look at any database, monitor every program they have and what their analysts are doing at any time.
Basically auditors.
Yes. And that would be able to verify what they're being told is true. Right now, there is no government in the world that can trust any intelligence agency they've created.
I was at Barton Springs last year on a sunny day with two guys and, you know, two women sitting next to me on their towels, and they were all police going to finish up degrees. Two of them had just finished up to go work at the NSA in San Antonio. They were bragging like they were James Bond and just blabbering classified stuff right next to me. And I looked at them and I said, you know, when we take this country back, you're going to be known as like the Nazis. Even if you think this is cute, you shouldn't be laying around the grass blabbering about it.
Yeah. See, that's what my wife said to me right after we were raided by the FBI. She said she wanted to leave the country because she thought this was basically the Gestapo coming in. I mean, they came in.
Stay there, sir. This is incredible. And I'm going to have to shut up. I'm jumping in a lot because this is just so epic what you're breaking down. William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, is with us. He's going to get into whatever topics he wants to cover, break down where all this is going, the awakening he sees happening, his meetings with Oliver Stone, Snowden info, and more straight ahead. We'll have to go into some overdrive if you got the energy because this is epic information.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at diabetesfree88.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at diabetesfree88.com. Reverse your diabetes today at diabetesfree88.com. That's diabetesfree88.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems here.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All that evil men in charge need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. I think it was Edmund Burke said that, British statesman. There are good people in the government. The government's not our enemy. The big corporations are doing as much spying as the NSA in certain areas. It is the fact that we have let government and corporations get out of control. Now there's no oversight. They're doing whatever they want. It's crazy. William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, one of the most high-level whistleblowers of all time. He has exposed Benedict Arnold-level crimes. They've tried to put him in prison and failed. They have successfully put other patriots in prison. They put journalists in prison. But for people in the government, better choose a side, because this is classic totalitarianism. Every top constitutional lawyer, whether they're liberal or conservative, has come out and said, we're going over the edge. This is scary. Even Congress is saying that, but there's no oversight, so it's just all out of control now. Now, there are centralized groups that have a lot of power, but the scariest thing is, if this was a centralized system, we could probably fix it a lot better. William Benning, and I'm going to give you the floor to cover a bunch of topics you want to get into and go over some of these graphics from Snowden. And am I right, from your expert opinion, that it's worse that there's not even oversight because there's all these mini empires and God knows what going on with just unlimited spying happening, and Congress doesn't know what to do? I mean, this is just crazy sounding. Is that worse than just having one centralized group running it because we could remove them? I mean, how do you ever get rid of something that's metastasized like this?
Well, that's one of the things that we put into suggestions of the president's in January last year. We sent in 21 recommendations on how to fix NSA. One of them was to have our group of technical people be able to monitor everything. And we had another one to have focused collection of data. That kind of data is what's pulled into the NSA, not this bulk acquisition. That removes the possibility of them even querying that data, because now they can't even access it because it doesn't exist. So if you did a focused attack like we did with our program Thin Thread back in the 90s, that would have eliminated this bulk acquisition. They couldn't do what they're doing. No one could do love in at NSA. The FBI and CIA can't get into this data to do whatever they want to, like they can now, because it wouldn't be there.
They can't alter the data because they can't get to it.
They can now.
Yes, sir.
Okay? But because under the Thin Thread program, the data wouldn't even be stored there. They wouldn't have it, so they wouldn't be able to do anything with it. That was the point. We had a way of filtering out all domestic communications, metadata, content, everything. If it was domestic, it just passed right by. We could recognize it was domestic and not even take it in. So we never even acquired it. So it couldn't be stored in any NSA database. It couldn't be accessed by any NSA analyst or anybody in the CIA.
And so when you were there, the NSA was truly spying on foreign adversaries.
Yes, but at General Hayden, when he was director, and it was Bush, Cheney, Hayden, and Tenet that decided to spy on everybody. That was to expand the authority of an NSA to go into, in secret, by the way, to spy and collect data on every U.S. citizen and everybody on the planet. And so when they did that, that's when I first saw that coming in. That was when I had to wash my hands of NSA. I couldn't be any part of that. I had to leave because that was just I couldn't participate or even be associated with those crimes.
What did they say to you when you went into your superior's office? I guess that'd be the head of the NSA. And what did you say?
Actually, I didn't go to them at all. I went directly to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. The reason was I knew, very simply put, that everybody had been co-opted in the hierarchy of NSA.
They'd committed the crime.
Yes, they were all a party to it. All the lawyers, all of the senior managers at NSA had all followed orders from the White House, from Cheney and Bush, to do this. And that's what Hayden directed them to say, that this direction was coming from the White House. Therefore, we're going to do it. It's lawful, and we do it.
But to talk about what a hero and how much courage you've got, I mean, you know how serious people are in this government, what they do worldwide, how corrupt it's gotten at that point. You had the will to march into Congress and to tell them what was going on. The first guy, I mean, that's 10 times bigger than Snowden internally, and to really start this whole internal debate and this avalanche of understanding now, I mean, you were really one of the first people to ring the bell to warn folks that the country as we knew it was being dismantled.
Yes, and in order to do that, I had to meet with one of the staffers of the House Intelligence Committee, Diane Rourke, that I knew. So I met with her at her house, because we couldn't trust the House Intelligence Committee, because they were a part of it. And we also couldn't trust anybody in NSA, so the only place that we could have a conversation or even talk about this was her house. There was no other place that was secure.
In the supposed free country of America, and then you get SWAT team. Tell folks about that.
Well, yeah, after that and after talking to other members of Congress, it was actually the morning of the second day after Attorney General Gonzalez's testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee on the terrorist surveillance program, where he only talked about the warrantless wiretap program. That was the part that was exposed.
And claimed it was for Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, right. That's right. But that was only a smidgen of what they were doing. I mean, that was like an infinitesimal of what they were really taking in. At that time, it must have been a lower percentage of phone calls, but a vast majority of emails inside the United States as well as worldwide, which I estimated to be now at least 80% of the phone calls in the United States are now being recorded somewhere. That's how Tim Clemente could say that after the Boston bombing, we can get back to what was said in a phone call between one of the Tsarnaev brothers and his wife before the bombing.
Let's be clear. They're saying it on television that they're recording all the calls, but then denying it out of the next breath.
That was CNN. Also, Director Mueller of the FBI in his Senate Judiciary testimony in 30th of March of 2011 said that he got together with the Department of Defense and set up a database where he and the FBI could make one query and get all past and all future emails on a person. Now, that tells you that that's coming out of Bluffdale, by the way. All the data is being collected and stored. And so it's not just phone calls, it's emails, it's everything else. And of course, some of the recent publications show credit card use is being stored also.
How many people in the NSA, how many people have a high enough clearance in government agencies, period, to be able to go in and hear my phone calls, say, to my dad yesterday?
I believe the figures I've seen, at least though it's been published, is probably on the order of about 3,000 government employees. Now, that doesn't count contractors who are managing the data. That's the real rub. You have all these contractors who manage the communications, the computers, the data storage, the query programs, and the communications back and forth between the analysts to ensure all
of
that.
Who could do a Snowden-level breach if they want?
Snowden-level breach, yes. Yeah, because they don't have any monitoring system of them. Anybody with a system administrator or a super user case, which is what he has.
And people say there's no way Snowden could do it. No, it's like it's designed to bring the country down. It's like it's designed to end our national security, and then they're selling it as national security.
Well, that gets back to that program we wanted to put in place in 1991 or 92, which was well-grounded to monitor this. And we were opposed by the analysts and the administrator, the managers, because of all the material it exposed that they were doing. But that meant that they left the entire network with no monitoring system at all. That's why they can't tell what Snowden took. They don't have any idea. They're guessing 1.7 million.
What's behind an open border? What's behind an open NSA? What's behind... At the end of the day, what do you think the different power elites are thinking?
I basically see us moving to a controlled society, a totalitarian state where it is the government wants to be in charge. I mean, when Reagan said we're a country with a government, I think we're now a government with a country. And all of the things that are happening are only tightening that control on the people. They're going to manipulate them and keep, as long as they can keep them uninformed and nobody realizes what's going on or they don't see the threat. If they say you have nothing, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to hide. First of all, that's a great quote from Joseph Goebbels. And secondly, that's totally irrelevant.
Yeah, they're actually quoting Joseph Goebbels on a routine basis.
Yeah.
It's like satire.
It's like the lies they keep saying. That's right out of Hitler's playbook. If you're going to tell a lie, make it a big one and tell it frequently till it's believed. And that's what's going on here. And we're assuming that we trust our government, so we're assuming they're telling us the truth. Well, that's just wrong.
It's just a bunch of corporations and private contractors screwing us over.
For money, yes. I've been basically said what they did after 9/11 was trade the security of the people of the United States and of the world for money. Because it was all about money. It wasn't about solving the problem. In fact, I originally had... Because of this problem of not the contractors not really solving the problem, I kept thinking, well, their vision statement must be aim low and miss, you know?
Sure.
That was what I thought originally. But really, in the end, it's keep the problem going so the money keeps flowing. That's the real issue. Their problem is getting the next contract. If you solve the problem, you don't have the problem to get money. That's their philosophy.
And that's why they've had a lot of top geopolitical analysts admit now that that's why we have such a corrupt global elite is because... They don't ever want to fix any problems because they're getting contracts or their buddies are off of things getting worse. But if they end up destabilizing the whole planet and bringing down civilization, then all their Swiss bank money isn't going to buy jack squat.
That's another problem with the programs that they've been doing, like recognizing weaknesses in firewalls and operating systems and weakening encryption systems with the Bull Run program, for example, out of NSA. That's weakening all those things around the world for everybody.
You're talking about back doors.
Back doors and things like that.
They're building back doors and being sappers for real criminals and groups out there.
Yeah, but also weakening encryption systems so that you can penetrate them and read them. So the point is that NSA has no monopoly on smart people. People around the world, hackers and people in Russia and China and so on, all around the world, also have smart people. And they could go in and hack into systems and recognize these weaknesses in the firewalls and operating systems and the encryption systems so they can penetrate everything too. I mean, the point is if you keep those things weak, which is what the operational side of NSA wants to do, because then that allows them to see into what you're doing. They can penetrate.
That's like saying we want the average American to have a 70 IQ because that makes us more manageable.
Yes.
We'll just then be a nation of mentally retarded people. I mean, I hate to use a bad analogy like that, but it's like make us totally wide open so we can spy on you, not seeing the fact that it just opens the world up to all these data breaches every day. Bank of America or this or Google losing millions of this, millions of that. Credit cards not working. My bank accounts constantly having people doing stuff. I mean, it's just a mess.
Yeah, and there's another contradictory point here, too. Part of NSA is called IAD. That's the Information Assurance Directorate. That directorate is supposed to secure communications within the United States for the government and for anybody else. They're supposed to share technology so they can improve the security of their networks. Well, that's working against the operational side that wants to penetrate those networks. So on the one side, you're trying to defend them, and the other, you're trying to attack them. So the point is, when I was in operations, I had solved a system I thought was a pretty significant one, and I thought, well, the IAD people also do that for our side, so I'm going to go over and talk to them about what I've just solved from the other side, the operations side, and tell them, here's the solution on the bad guys, and is this very similar? Isn't this very similar to what you do for ours, and shouldn't you watch for these kind of penetrations that I can do over here? You know, and they wouldn't talk to me about this.
Well, we have hackers that call us, some famous ones, and they tell us holes and stuff we've got. They help us. That's what white hats do. You're saying they didn't want to communicate.
Exactly, internally in NSA. They didn't want to communicate and share that kind of knowledge. But I told them my side so they can use it defensively. But but by doing the things they're doing, the operations side, seeing all the weaknesses, isn't telling the defensive side that they...
Wow, so these agencies, you always hear this, but they really are their own little fiefdoms waging war against each other.
And that doesn't count going to CIA and the conflicts between CIA and NSA. It's like a competition. Who has the best knowledge, right?
Since you bring that up, some people say, and I don't know if it's true or not, and you've talked to Oliver Stone, he's talking to Snowden, that Snowden could be a CIA operative in a dirty war about taking some of the power away from NSA.
I think that's basically an effort to deflect what Snowden has compromised and sent and get published about what's going on. It's a side issue. They try to deflect the narrative to something else. Because CIA is a part of this. CIA and in some of the material slides that I have that Snowden has released, it shows the CIA connection into the NSA databases, which exposes all that data to CIA as well as the FBI. And that's how they do the parallel construction. They first go in and get the data from NSA, and then they have to do a parallel construction. That's how the FBI and DEA do it. And they have that almost direct access into those databases.
It is surreal that I'm 41 years old and I'm sitting here reaching millions of people with William Binney, the former technical director of the NSA, who ran warfare operations against all these other governments, and you're here telling me that we're going into a total tyranny. I've got all these questions, these Twitter questions. That was one of them. We've got all these open phones. I'll give the number out for a couple calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to break here in a few minutes. We'll do a little bit of overdrive. And then I'm just so thankful to have you here. What else are key tidbits you'd like to impart to the listeners and viewers out there about what we're dealing with and how you think we may be able to change it? And then separately, you said you think there is an awakening happening.
I believe there is. One of the major aspects, though, that I wanted to point out here, and that's I have it in some of the slides.
Yeah, we'll show on some of the slides, yeah.
Yeah, it was a program called the Treasure Map. And the objective there is to monitor where every device is in the world on the network, every computer, every phone, every mobile or fixed, and monitor them every minute of every day. So that's keeping a constant track on where you are and where you're moving and where you've been at what time. And that paired up with the content collection and metadata collection shows them who you are, who you're talking to, what you're talking about, and perhaps even the why you're discussing things, and even in a journalist sense, a wham about what you're trying to, or what kind of operation you're trying to do. And then you pair that up with the treasure map type approach, getting you the when you are somewhere and where you are when you're doing this. That gives you all the components of a story of your life. And that's what they're really doing. They're pulling all of this data together to get an entire picture of your life, of everybody on the planet. At least the objective seems to be every device on the network, so I estimate that to be 4 billion people, and monitoring them where they are constantly throughout the day.
And we're showing some of the Snowden documents here as you speak.
Yes. If you want to back up one. Yeah, that slide shows all of the programs internally in NSA and how CIA and FBI access them.
Skip this break too, guys. This is too important.
So they go into these programs. The programs on the right basically index the metadata that builds the social networks for that's Mainway and Marine.
All of this was denied. All of this illegal.
Right. But it also is storing the content in Pinwheel for the digital network, and the voices in the Nucleon. That's where the content is stored. And it's indexed against the relationships that are built in the graphs in Mainway and Marina, so that analysts look at the graphs and they pull out the graph and see something interesting. They say, okay, give me all the content that goes with it, and it gets pulled out from those two databases.
So they go through, see the metadata, see the key things that the algorithm picks that they think might be right. Important. Then they can drill down and hear you having phone sex with your wife.
Exactly. And it's also true of CIA and FBI. They've got access to that, too. So that's how they do the research for crimes, or the IRS looks at who's involved with the Tea Party. They get that data right out of the grasp of...
It's all there in your file.
Right, exactly.
And they've been caught, as you know, as you said, even when yourself, just making stuff up, too. They can just add stuff in there.
Yes. That gives them the opportunity to go in and modify anything they have, right?
And they now, with voice print analysis for a long time, can take a recording of your voice with different programs that are publicly available, type it in, and then create William Binney saying in a speech whatever they wanted to.
That's also, we call that manipulation, yeah.
And the public doesn't know. They can manipulate DNA, they can manipulate biometrics, they can manipulate voice.
Well, even some of the metrics that they're using in terms of biometrics, that's kind of within a range of probabilities. So that's still, if they claim they have a match, that's not necessarily a match. But they can claim it based on the probabilities that they're...
Yeah, I see that all the time. We have a voice print or a face print that you're the person that did this, and it turns out it's not true.
Right, right. Those things are only accurate up to a degree, and they won't tell you that that's true because it weakens their argument.
Can you imagine if Stalin or Hitler would have had stuff like this?
Well, just think back in the Revolution, Washington and the Continental Congress would have been erased immediately.
And they used codes themselves.
Yeah. But, I mean, they wouldn't have had a chance.
And then this will just allow tyranny to get the biggest, fattest, and most evil it ever has.
Yes.
I think we're in for some serious times.
Yes, we are.
A lot of folks are just going to surrender, but history shows you surrender to tyrants, it gets really bad.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately, and when they say they don't collect content or they don't tap into the fiber network randomly in the U.S., there's a slide, a Fairview slide, that shows all of the tap points in the 48 states of the United States. It's not random, it's directed, it's based at convergent points where fibers converge, where they put collection devices where it gives them
the key hubs.
Right.
There it is.
No, it's not that one.
That's worldwide.
That's worldwide, yeah, it's before that. That's it, right there. And it's basically following the distribution of the population of the United States. And also, if you know, if they claim they were only after foreign communications, if they were only after foreign communication, the only sites they would need would be along the coast where the transoceanic cables surface.
Sure.
Otherwise, all the other collection points in there are domestic. And there's 80 to 100 taps. And those are the major points for major sites for...
And we have these Death Star plans because of Snowden.
Yeah, that's right.
Many boffins died to get us this information.
I mean, this to me is the crime. This is the domestic spying on a
crime. And we have them, and they flip it around on Snowden.
Right. Well, you have to.
When he's exposing a crime,
you have to change the narrative.
I mean, this is illegal.
Yes.
But so is Obama saying the borders can be wide open, or he can ban green tip ammo.
What we have is a government that's above the law. Only we are subjected to the law, and they change it any way they want to fit their desire.
Unbelievable. William Binney is our guest in studio. Laura LaRue asked on Twitter, at Real Alex Jones, why haven't we begun impeachment recall process for the feds funding, I got examples of them funding terrorists and spying the blackmail public officials. Why haven't we?
I think it's just a continuation of their doing what they want to do and they feel they're above the law. For example, when Nancy Pelosi, when she was Speaker of the House, said impeaching George Bush is off the table, that's because she was one of the first of the four people in Congress briefed on these programs. So if she impeached George Bush, George could say to her, you have to impeach yourself because you're a part of this.
That's how Julius Caesar, who you mentioned earlier, got control, is he corrupted the patrician families so they were part of it.
This was all done in secret, too, by the way.
Yeah.
They were given secret briefings. They couldn't talk about it. Rockefeller talked in his letter to Cheney about this, that I'm not a technician. I'm not a legal person. But I'm really uncomfortable about this, you know. So it was all they had to do at that point was say anybody from the House should have stood up and said, look, this is obviously unconstitutional. If you don't stop this, I'm going to introduce impeachment procedures against you in the House.
And now the genie's out of the bottle and the Russians and everybody else are doing it.
Yes.
And then the argument, well, they're doing it. We've got to do it. This is a disaster. We need international treaties now. We need to dismantle this stuff. We need to go back to, you know, as you said, where they only get the metadata. They don't get all the actual data. But I mean, they've lied about it so much. They're recording everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many things to get to in these questions. Over and over again, they ask, how do we throw off this tyranny? What can we do?
Well, I mean, the main approach right now, I think, is you have to hammer your representatives and senators. And not just with emails or Twitter or phone calls, but also when they come to public forums or the public town meetings, get up and embarrass them with asking questions of why aren't you living up to your office oath of office to defend the Constitution? Because under this spying, they're violating all our constitutional rights of privacy.
And we know they're using it to frame people.
Yeah.
I want to go to some phone calls, but what about Google and Facebook? I mean, and all their relationships with the government and how they're engaged in spying. I mean, Hertz is putting cameras in the cars. That's mainstream news. Samsung admits their TVs are recording and watching you. They're now putting in the terms and conditions of iPhones and Droids. Yes, we're actually recording your voice. I mean, I guess they're trying to cover their butts now, and they're doing it, too.
Yes, and I think all of this should be declared unconstitutional or illegal. I mean, they shouldn't be allowed to do this.
It's crazy.
Yes.
It's all these stars put their photos and phone and sex up on up on the cloud, and then are surprised it gets hacked.
Yes, that's the point. I mean, if you weaken systems, everybody can get in. So, and the other point is very simple, that when these companies are doing this, this is a rich environment for NSA and CIA to mine and the FBI. And they say, okay, now this environment we want and we require you to give it to us. If you don't give it to us, we'll unilaterally tap the lines that you use to pass the data and we'll get it all anyway.
And then there's a payment. We know sometimes they pay for it as well.
There's a schedule for paying for it. Yeah, there's
it's how much totally data, sick. But now they're bypassing with all these cell towers and stingrays. They're just building their own networks to spy on us.
Yeah, I mean, and in fact, they don't even have to do that anymore now that they have all the SIM cards and all the keys to get into every cell phone and every computer. All they have to do is download from the towers locally a little implant that says, I want everything you do.
I can't believe we're coming towards the end of the interview. We got a little bit of overdrive coming up. I want to go to Brian, John, Scotty, Matthew, and a few others on the other side. My head is spinning. William Binney is our guest. Please financially support this show. We're going to come back in 1 minute. We've got 10% off all the products, T-shirts, books, films, high-quality supplements, InfoWars Life. That's 10% off on top of the discounts that are already there, like DNA Force, 30% off. But all that ends today. This is the final day of the sale, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.